Everyone was covered in either blood, kisses, or barbecue sauce. Sammy's recipe for barbecued chaos. 1. Decide you want a nice little party at your house. 2. Forget for a moment that you're part of a hive mind with 56 other people. Not a very good hive mind, admittedly, but good enough that those 56 other people simultaneously decide they want a nice little party. At your house. You do have the biggest yard in the Treberhood, of course. Nearly an entire limb to yourself, since you convinced the Amumwe family there was such a thing as a cybernetic squirrel festation. Thanks to the loan of your friend Barry's traveling squirrel zoo, some manufactured doodads from your garage forge, and a hot blue gun. The Amumwes folded up their house and moved it 2 levels down that same afternoon. 3. Allow your now enormous party to be crashed by the rest of the Treberhood, who, for some reason known only to God's clone, have become more affectionate than spawning salmon at a grizzly bear swingers party. 4. Remind yourself you have to get better at creating metaphors, but in your defense there is a half-love, half-fist fight free-for-all going on in your yard at the moment. Hello everyone, my name is Matthew Sanborn Smith. You know, the hive mind has been a science fiction trope for decades, from Theodore Sturgeon's to Mary Medusa, to Star Trek's Borg, to Twitter. The weird thing is, all of these hive minds really seem to have their acts together. Like there's no awkward training period involved. I'm hot to write a weird and funny science fiction novel called Hive 5, that's H-I-V-E space F-I-V-E, about a hive mind that's not very good at being a hive mind. Forget world domination, these people can't even handle neighborhood domination. In fact, when a literal love machine moves into the neighborhood, it soon rips control of the local homeowners association right out of our hero's many hands. The best defense they can mount is a rush of poorly coordinated violence. But really, isn't that a hell of a lot more fun than Robert's Rules of Order? If this sounds like your idea of a good time, head over to Kickstarter and check out Hive 5. If we can come together better than my hive mind can, you can have this story in your hot little hands this summer. Join me. Resistance isn't yet as futile as we're hoping it will be once things are settled down.